This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 200th anniversary celebration of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadthal, Gujarat, through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadthal has been influencing the social and spiritual life of people for many decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the special campaign 4.0, which focuses on overall cleanliness of workplaces, space management, promoting sustainable practices and optimum disposal of pending matters. Special Campaign 4.0 achieved substantial outcomes, including 2,364 crore rupees for state exchequer simply by disposing of scrap since 2021. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jitendra Singh, Prime Minister Modi said that the success of the campaign shows how collective efforts can lead to sustainable results, promoting both cleanliness and economic prudence. Justice Sanjeev Khanna will be sworn in as the 51st Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office at Rashtrapati Bhavan in a ceremony at 10 a.m. Justice Khanna will remain in the top office till mid-May 2025. The first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, reached Mumbai yesterday on a visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he is looking forward to their engagement at the India-Russia Business Forum today. The India-Russia Business Forum is focused on boosting economic ties between the two countries. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Program from today to the 16th of November in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from eight countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. NHRC said that the program aims at enhancing the promotion, protection and strengthening of human rights across diverse regions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted India's growing influence on the global stage. He said that the entire world is appreciating India's story. Speaking at a private event in Mumbai, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that while the progress may seem ordinary to those in India, the world has increasingly taken notice of the country's transformation. He spoke at length about various aspects of India's infrastructure development, including the creation of 75 new airports, 60 new metro systems, broader national highways and better quality railway services. He also noted the rise of India's youth, many of whom are now recognized for their potential inside the country and abroad. Speaking about the paradigm shift in the post-COVID-19 era, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that there is now a greater global focus on building more reliable, resilient and diversified supply chains. In Assam, today is the last day of the campaigning for the by polls in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the five assembly seats that are going to by polls on the 13th of this month. In cricket, South Africa defeated India by 3 wickets in a thrilling encounter at St. George's Park in Gek Berha. Chasing down the target of 125, South Africa reached the target in 19 overs, finished at 128 for 7 wickets. Tristan Stubbs played a match-winning knock, remaining unbeaten on 47 runs, while Gerald Coetzee provided a crucial cameo, scoring 19 off 9 balls. And that's the end of this news bulletin.